All right.
Good. So speaking at 55, so really overdo the text and the rhythm, I think will help us in this entire piece, but here especially, if we can bring that text right up to the front of your mouth and to the front of your face, rather than star of one, star of one, that will help us to spit that out a little bit more. Right at 55, speaking, one, two, and.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright.
Right, so here we have basses and tenors in 60 have a different rhythm, right? So your rhythm is kind of opposed to the soprano and alto rhythm, so you have to be even more adamant with it. Let me just hear tenors and basses speaking your rhythm at 59, and really, especially basses, bringing out that quarter note rhythm in 60. One, two, and.
Star with royal beauty bright.
Beauty he bright. Don't rush that. That gets a little bit rushed. Once again, one, two, three.
Star with royal beauty bright.
Still, it's still a little bit rushed on beauty, would you? Just tap the quarter note. One, two, three. Stop.
With royal beauty bright.
So if you feel that star with royal beauty bright, so we really feel that very clearly. Meanwhile, sopranos and altos speak your rhythm at 59. One, two, three.
Star with royal beauty bright.
Good, good. And then let's put that together. One, two, three.
Star with royal beauty bright.
Go on.
Westward leading, still proceeding. Guide us to thy perfect life.
Right, and when we come to that, I know I'm kind of stopping there. But when we get there, altos and tenors, you're kind of giving us a little intro into the next section, so you really want to perfect love. No, we really want to hear that. Let's go back and put some pitch with that up at the top of 55, and then we're going to go back and do all the clapping that we stop. One, two, three. Into the cadence. Don't do that. If anything, move forward into that cadence where we're heading here as we come to the bottom of six. We're heading for the alto tenor. Perfect. So head towards that. Don't slow down. I find that in general, for some reason, a lot of times with the chorale, there's a tendency to want to slow down when we get either to the end of a piece or to the end of a particular phrase. I don't know, maybe it's just human nature to feel like, oh, good, we're coming to the end. No, keep going!
You just want to emote.
Right. All right, so back to top five. Actually, let's get into that with our clapping. Can you do it with, now that we've just sung that a bunch of times, can we do that without looking at our music, maybe? Yeah.
From where?
I want to go actually all the way back to Westward Leading, so that we get into the clapping stuff.
Which one? The second Westward.
Oh, yeah.
Page four.
On page four. Oh, yeah, I see.
Oh,
That's not to say don't sing. That's to say don't clap. Because I can see a couple of you going like this.
Inside of me is super stressed on this song. I'm like,
it's like being a cymbal player in an orchestra.
Yeah. Who is the only cymbal player in the orchestra?
There's usually only one. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's a ballad. Okay, let's do that again. Same thing again.
I've felt so stressed before.
See, because what I wanted to do was have the, so that the, we worked enough on the music that you don't have to think as much about the music and you think more about the
We're just going to stay there.
Let's do it again. Same place.
Stand up or something?
Yeah, stand up.
Because this is just
stressful. Yeah, please.
Actually, what might be kind of fun so that you can hear each other is if, like, this half kind of slides around a little bit this more so you're pointing more to each other and you can really hear each other.
All you're going to hear is the alto.
Yeah, you should move that.
Can you move this to the center? Hello. There's room.
You know what? I don't want to because this piano isn't on.
She's talking about this.
Oh, that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot easier to move the recorder than the piano.
You're only going to hear me and maybe him.
You want to shift?
Lovely sound. How you heard.
No.
All right, so same place, westward.
Thank you.
and I think that's partly listening more to each other. That really helps. Let's go back to Perfect Light, all on page 7. No, that's not right. Here's altos and tenors there. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. A tenor, same for you there. We have just move right through it easily. Don't worry too much about it. Good. More, if you can do more, a little more text, altos and tenors, because you're kind of the little
muddy.
No. I meant you're our guidepost here in this little section. You're the main rhythmic thing that's keeping on going, so we really want to hear that. And the sopranos are kind of decorating that. The basses are also... I guess you have. Let's do tenor, alto tenor and bass, but no sopranos just yet. So we have basses. You're coming in a little later. When you do... So... 1, 2, 3.
Perfect light.
Just one time through. It feels, and now it does seem a little muddy, so I said no to that a minute ago. So all just very short on ta ta ta. 1, 2, 3.
Ta 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 ta.
You're also kind of dragging that just a little bit when you have that. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. So make sure that, especially coming off that long held note, that you're not late doing that. If that is late, then it kind of throws off the next downbeat. Okay. Once again, everybody on top and basses. This time, don't hold out that. Don't hold through the long pitches. Just sing everything short. Yeah, Mike.
For the perfect light through the night, where are we actually putting the T's for those? What's what a count one?
You're actually going to align it to the next. So you have perfect light through the, and just breathe wherever you can. Okay?
So no, really no breath in that section.
Not a group breath, yeah.
Got it.
Once more, on top, very short. This time, actually, let's have the sopranos also come in, also on top, very short. Okay?
Sorry.
I'm very sure you said that 8 times.
I did say it. Not 8, but at least 3. 1, 2, 3.
Ta 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 ta.
So it has to be, you see what happens, what we discover when we do it that way is that we're fudging a little bit rhythm, right? So one more time with that short thing and try to line everything up. I'm going to try to not play anything so that I can conduct, and then that might help.
1, 2, 3.
That's better. It needs to be that clear. And soprano, same thing that I was saying to the tenors and altos at the end of this phrase. On your... Just move right through that. Try not to get bogged down in it. Head to the A, and don't get too low-y in that. Last time through, but this time we'll do it on the words. But keep that clarity that we just had on top. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
She said words.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by the water.
It is distracting.
I was thinking, but God, I wish I had some of that. Sorry.
Perfect light through the night. Guide us to my perfect light. Frankincense to offer the dark.
measure 93 and 94 so that we really explode almost on prayer and praising. All men raising. Worship him. Worship him. Not worship him. Worship him. God. God Most High. You really love your fish sticks. Okay. Back to the do-do-do section at the bottom of 7. Can I hear everybody except the soprano? So let's pick up to 79. You can go ahead and do it on do as written. 1, 2. In our D sound, so it's do 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 instead of do do do. You hear the difference when we let the tongue stay further back in our mouth. It doesn't make as much of a sound as if we bring the tongue back behind the teeth and make it more do do do. Okay, and then when you can come out of the texture, you're kind of accompanying at 79, 80, 81. But at 82, you kind of come out of the texture a little bit more and become the main thing that's happening because the sopranos have finished their phrase. And so we really want this kid to offer her. So that really blossoms there. One more time without the sopranos, and then we're going to add the sopranos back in. 1, 2. Down to that low F. Give yourself every advantage and bring those vowels right up to the front of your face. So instead of saying deity, but think deity now. It's almost that bright. You're going to need to make that. Let's go back and add the sopranos back in at 79. Be careful there, sopranos. It seems pretty easy and not like you don't have to think too much about it. But what I notice in this piece, because of where it sits in the middle of our range, sometimes when we have a little descending line like that, we go a little too far down. So same thing actually that I was just saying to the basses will work for frankincense instead of frankincense. You hear the difference, right? Keep it bright. Well, a little bit of smiling, that will help that. All right, everybody pick up to 79. And 1, 2.
Frankincense to altar.
Keep that pulse going, and even if we get a little bit like I get this part. You got to keep going forward and not be like, wait. I remember when my brother was in, I think, second grade, third grade, he's taking violin lessons for a couple years, and finally he was going to play in the orchestra. So he gets on stage, and the whole orchestra was like the all-city orchestra for, like, second graders or whatever. And so he gets ready to play, and the very first thing he goes, wait! And he never played another note the whole rest of the piece because he hesitated on the first note, and he never caught up. So don't be like my brother. Don't drive like my brother. All right, so once again, bass is back to page 9. And unfortunately or fortunately, you are so important here in these couple of pages. It's all riding on you. No pressure or anything. Right. Back to page 9. 1, 2, 3. That says 1 and then 2 sing or something, you know, so that you're not hesitating there. So you have 1, 2, 3. 1. And you come right in on 2 there, okay? Let's do it right from pick up to 107. That's the top of 10, third measure. 1, 2, 3. Because what we'll try to do in a minute is see if we can do it without music. Back to prayer and praising. 1, 2, 3.
We're gonna look like seagulls, like that.
two different rhythms, you're just doing the same rhythm over again. Let's take it in slow motion at 109. So where our first clap is easy because it comes on the downbeat, right?
Yeah.
Where does the second clap come? On the
offbeat.
On the and of two. So it would just be, if we're doing it in slow, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, right? So
instead of it's something like that.
1, 2, 1, 2.
It's just our dotted quarters.
Yeah.
You're clapping
it's
two
just
and
clapping
sing
two
three.
And sing three.
Yeah, that's the part that's
going to
be.
Yes.
Well, if we really can't do it, we will omit the clapping in that section. But let's try it.
Do it.
We'll get a finger symbol.
Let's try just, yeah.
What's the difference between
quarter and
clapping?
Oh, no. I just put it
right.
Like, what the hell? I don't know.
That all week.
I don't know. Like, I would not worry too much about that. A clap lasts as long as it lasts. Put the clap mute. All right. Let's just, don't worry about the music right now. Let's just clap the rhythm there in a slow three, right? It's starting at 109. I'll give you one full measure for nothing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1. 1. Before. So once again, try it again. You were doing fine and then you got yourselves confused. Measure for nothing. 1, 2, 3. 1.
Do I remember a duple?
Duple, when we've done another pieces.
The only duple I know is
okay,
Friday evening.
What?
Duple.
Duple.
Wrong consonant. Right, try it. Let's see if we can speak whatever we have at 109. We're going very slowly. You can do it. You can do it. 1, 2, 3. Everybody should have been at all out. Tony's back there like
I got blood on his hands.
Try it again, try it again.
This is harder than the Cupid Shuffle.
Try it again.
We can do that.
Good. All right, let's go back and do a little memorizing work. we've done this section with the clapping. So let's take it right at that perfect light through the night at the top of seven. So, try it with the clapping. Put your music on your knees or whatever you need to do. One, two, three. Especially now that we know this rhythm quite well and it's not a problem. Okay, last time through, and then we're gonna see if we can put all of from the beginning up to that point. One, two, three.
Perfect.
From the beginning up to that point, and then I'm gonna we'll work a little bit more on the music. But I'd love it if we can work a little bit more on that tricky section in our own time, and maybe I know the recording is fast, but maybe at least that will kind of help you figure out how it fits with the words. So why don't you come and make that same nice arrangement view that we had. Thank you. up. And you
every time.
Do it.
But I want us to feel more secure about it. Except for the bases, I might leave you guys together. Just because you're so, we really need you to be there as a really solid base.
Here we
go. Show me what you know.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star.
I'm trying to get this right, yeah. But my hand's just like,
you want to clap.
Go!
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny, that's just how it
and then
feels.
The other thing that might or might not help you is we
it's
rarely
like a hand
have
stuff.
A clap on the strong measure of a phrase.
That's the key. Yeah.
So for example, we go, oh, prayer. That is not a place where we usually clap.
And that's, I think that's what's causing
it.
That's what we want.
It
sounds like
it should be. It's usually on the second measure after the phrase has started. So for example, we have born of King is where the clap comes. It's on the second measure.
Also on the last note of a phrase.
Yeah, right. So I think this is what I need you guys to do is to really, you know, because we could rehearse it here for hours and hours, but until you kind of work it through in your own so that you really have that muscle memory for it. I will consider simplifying the clapping in that tricky section because I'm more concerned that the music comes through. So if we need to just clap on the downbeat there, we will.
Maybe we just not clap in that section.
Yeah. Well, that might be true. Yeah.
I have a suggestion. If we sing through it one time without clapping, mm-hmm. and then we can have the rehearsal tape. No, we have the tape. We can listen to the tape and clap on our own.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Let's do that. I love that idea.
So is that still we're going to sing through it or with no clapping, and then it'll be on the recording, and we can
separately pull out us singing it through.
We'll sing through the entire song,
even though we didn't quite polish at the end of it.
Now do you want us mixed for this one?
No.
Nah, stay where you are just for now, just for safety in numbers and all that.
We can use your music.
You can use your music and all that. Because what we want to do is we want to get a fairly decent, clean, full way through the copy that I will pull out and isolate that as a track on the study page under your piece so that you can practice the clapping with it. That was a great idea, Porter. Thanks.
Woo!
Way to go. Got us this space, and she had a great practice.
I tried.
Back with a thousand.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star da 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 da
keep going anyway, even though we got a little off there. So
here,
actually,
she left.
She had to go to Endos.
She had a thing.
Right.
She had a thing.
All right, so we'll need to clean up that ending, and let's just do a little teeny bit of that since we have the time now, and then we'll continue on that tomorrow night. And just to clarify, yes, we do have Prism tomorrow night as well.
A six.
Same bad time, same bad channel. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be an alto sax. Conflict with that for those of us who are not in.
Right. So
maybe
I'm
basically going to be flying solo
in that case.
Yes. Hey, Kitty.
If some
water fountain here.
Huh?
Water fountain here.
There's not a water fountain, but there's
a sink.
A sink right
drink from the creek
and glasses.
Oh, we'll be done in just a minute.
Okay,
have a seat. Let's just quickly do a little bit of cleanup on this. Last section. Thank you for your willingness to just plow on ahead. Let's look at page 11, bottom of page 11. That's the easy part. We're getting into the easy part. Right at 117. I tried to jump in with the piano, but we had kind of slid, and so that was the moment, so I stopped. But we were doing really well on tuning up until the part where we were less.
We did well until we didn't.
Well, this is pretty far. This is a hard piece to keep in tune. One, two, three.
Da 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 da, hey, da.
One and two and three and.
that's all I want to do on that. Thank you so much.
Wait, real quick, the altos are having an issue. That's why we were talking.
The altos are having an issue. All right.
Top
I would like
15.
To help you with your issue. What is it?
We are either singing "We" at the top of 151 or the held note at the in 155 incorrectly. Because we are singing them the same, and they are
actually,
clearly not the same.
I actually think we're singing both. I think we're singing the soprano.
We're singing whatever the second soprano is singing.
That we have. They're not here.
That's the interval that you're heading up there. From.
Can you start from
can
the
we start from like
149?
Yeah, 149.
Oh, okay. I was starting at 151, but
right.
As you're afraid that you're not getting the weak.
Right, we're not jump. Getting to it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because the second soprano is
exactly.
Yeah.
Both times we're clashing with them, and we're swapping notes.
So here it is, 149, 1 and 2. I'm sorry, 1 and 2. Sunday roast dinner thing to thank us for something we did for them while they were in England for a year. And they said, oh, it could be this date or that date. And in the meantime, I scheduled this rehearsal. And they said, oh, it's going to be the 15th. And I'm like, oh, crap. I so I told them I would try to get there for dessert.
Just tell them there's a chicken on the tree.
Yeah, it's a good excuse, isn't it? Except Nancy's one of the people there, so she kind of knows that
aww,
she put the chickens away.
That ruins it.
I know, kind of.
We're selling popcorn.
Thank you to Newark UCC for
please
allowing us to use chairs the space
from whence they came.
I know, I was excited to see that popcorn sale.
Oh,
but
I love
yay, popcorn. Christmas shopping.